Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to the former head coach here in D.C., Jay Gruden.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters. Ted Britt Lincoln in Chantilly and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com.
Jay, this is a disaster at this point. Washington's lost 8 in a row, 5 of those losses by at least 21. I mean, the last team to have 8 or more losses in a season where they lost by 21 or more 5 times is the 2013 Houston Texans. What do you make of just how bad this year has gone?
You know, the obvious one is you point to the injury factory, especially the quarterback. But really, there's been other teams with injuries that haven't looked this bad or played this poorly. I don't know. It's hard because some days it's the offensive line. Sometimes it's the passing game. Sometimes the defense can't get a stop. It's been a combination of a lot of issues, and that's the scary part is where do you start next year as far as addressing the problems? Is it the secondary? Is it the linebacker? Is it the pass rush? Is it another offensive lineman? Is it a big-time back? Is it another big-time wide receiver? I mean, they just have a lot of issues right now they got to figure out.
How surprised were you that yesterday happened like it did, especially given it seemed like they played much better against Denver and were competitive? Not good, but it's better than it was. How surprised are you that they kind of came out and did as poorly as they did yesterday?
I was very surprised. They give up the opening drive, a 7-play, 80-yard drive for touchdown, then they get the ball back and they drive 15 plays at 2-yard line, go for it and don't get it. And then Minnesota goes 20 plays for another touchdown, it's 14-0. And then you're in that hole and you're battling against the time to try to get score in before halftime. That doesn't work out. Next thing you know, you're down 3 touchdowns, and then the floodgates open. Marcus Mariota comes in, throws a pick, and everybody's looking at each other on the sideline, waiting for the plane to take off back to Washington. So it was a bad day.
Jay, you, like me, said throughout the week and for a couple weeks that you got to bring Jaden Daniels back because he needs to play football. There are still 5 weeks of practices and games to go. He comes back, and for a third consecutive game, he leaves with an injury. Does it change how you felt in hindsight or feel now at all?
A little bit, yes. If he's going to continue to, if he falls down and hurts that elbow every time, then I probably wouldn't play him anymore. I don't know what the elbow injury is. I don't know if he could have come back in yesterday or not. But if this is an issue where he's got to wear an elbow brace and the team's not very competitive right now, maybe it is best to sit him. But I'm still a firm believer if he's healthy, he should play. They still have Dallas and Philadelphia. They could ruin their seasons, which is always a good thing to do when you're a division rival. I would love for him to play, but if it's a nagging injury and it's going to continue to bother him every time he gets tackled, then I wouldn't play him.
Yeah, so Dan Quinn said after the game, as you know, essentially that he could have come back in, that it was precautionary that they kept him out. We were right behind the bench, so we were watching. He was getting a bunch of treatment. He looked annoyed, honestly, that they basically told him he couldn't go back in based on what we could see coming out of the blue tent. But I know the reaction has been as if like he redid the elbow injury altogether and he's out for another month. It's very possible he could practice this week and play again this weekend. Does that change how you feel? If, like, to me, landing as hard as he did on the elbow, if there's not an injury that happened and it's just pain and he's like, oh, that hurt really bad, and they get him back to the sideline and they cut the sleeve off and they put a new sleeve on and he's ready to go again, then I think that's actually a sign that the elbow was pretty healed and handled it pretty well, if Dan Quinn's telling the truth, and he could have returned to play.
Yeah, well, that's disappointing. If he could have returned to play, he should have gone back into play, for God's sakes. This is getting to be quite annoying for me as a ex-quarterback who played with many, many injuries. I know he's a franchise player, but, I mean, injuries happen. You got to play with pain a little bit. I mean, you're not always going to be 100% when you step out on the field. So you got to show your physical toughness at times, and you can't be babied by the coach or the trainers. I mean, you got to go out there and play. It's a left elbow, for God's sakes. You don't need it. I mean, just go out there and let it rip. You know, I was disappointed in the protection plan against the pass rush of Minnesota a little bit. But for the most part, he should go back and play if he can. It's a left elbow, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Jay, I wanted to ask you about that. Jay Grid with us here on G&D. What did you make of how they handled the blitz and things? And listen, with our vantage point, we were there at great seats. We're on the side. It was hard to tell who's open, who wasn't, and a lot of different things. But it looked a couple times like Zach Ertz was open for something quick, and he wasn't looking that way. I don't know if that's a him problem, if that's what he was coached to do, et cetera. But how do you think they handled yesterday's blitz? Obviously, the results weren't great. They didn't score.
Yeah, no, not very good. You know, they showed a lot of eight-up looks, and, you know, they have a very good blitz package. They show the double A's, they eat up your backs, and they'll bring somebody off the edge who's usually unblocked. And I think Jaden felt the guy that was unblocked and was trying to throw, you know, into it. He knew he was hot, which was good, but nobody was open. That was the problem. And, you know, on the other side, you did see some people open, but he was working into the blitz because that was the free runner. So he's hot on that side. So, yeah, you know, you just got to expect that. You know, I'd like to see a little more max protection or something like that. Maybe get some more shots down the field and try to take advantage of the weak coverage. But unfortunately, he had to get the ball out so quick. And then they audible to a quick screen to Van Ginkle's side. And I said on the show last week, I said, whatever you do, don't throw a screen to Van Ginkle's side. He's going to pick it. And sure enough, some gun.
Gruden on Grant and Danny here on the Fan after a 31-0 loss for Washington. They've dropped 8 straight. They are 3-10. To that point, I went back and watched last night. It was pretty clear he's barking something out and changing something before the play. I guess it's possible he's like changing a protection and the screen was already called that way. But I got the sense he changed into that hot throw toward Van Ginkle. Is that what you saw?
I think so. You know, a lot of times if you have an 8-up look or a blitz look, teams will audible to a wide receiver screen, and that could have been the case. But, you know, something has to trump it. You can't do it if that's Van Ginkle over there. He's batted too many down. He's intercepted too many of them. He just got a great awareness of how to play those receiver screens. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes that's your only option. You have to audible a screen pass, and then Jaden should have done a better job of trying to get around him somehow or over the top.
Was there, just for, as you're watching it, Jay, was there more there that Daniels wasn't seeing? How much of that is rust? How much that he wasn't seeing it? Or, you know, did Minnesota have their number? Just kind of give me your overall offensive diagnosis.
Yeah, I didn't really see a whole lot that was there that he missed, to be honest with you. A couple he threw in the dirt because he had pressure right on him, and there was a free runner, and he had to. There was nowhere to go with the ball. And, you know, even down in the red zone when they were going for it on, you know, third down, the second down play before the play to Coleman, there's nobody open. And on the fourth down play, they went for it. There's nobody open at all either. So Minnesota did a really good job of matching up with the receivers. And there just wasn't a whole lot for Jaden to go to. Even his second, third receivers in the progression were pretty much covered. So it was a tough watch if you're an offensive guy.
Do you still feel, Jay, like if you can get through this patch of whatever these injuries, these nagging, this whole year kind of a nightmare where every time he comes back, he gets hurt again. Like on the other side of this, there could be a longevity, durability run coming? Or are you at a point now where you are worried about him just being able to stay healthy?
Well, I'm worried about the team letting him play. I mean, my God, I mean, you got to let him play. Sometimes you got to play through pain a little bit. And it's been an elbow so far. It's been a little bit of a twisted knee. And it's been, what else do you have, a neck?
Hamstring,
yeah, yeah. So hamstrings are, those things are, I'm not concerned about that one. The knee was a little bit of a concern. This elbow thing is just a nagging thing that he can play with. So I think if they were in playoff range right now to make the playoffs, he'd be playing. I really do. I think it was a mistake to not let him play when he hurt his knee a little bit, if it was only a one-week injury, because we'll be all right. We'll just sit him this week, and then you lose that game, and next thing you know, you're chasing wins down the rest of the year. So his body is slight, and that was a big knock on him coming out, but I really believe that he can last an entire season or two or three or ten. I have faith in him, and I think he's such a good player and remarkable with the ball in his hands as far as avoiding the big hits.
When you talk about him playing through the pain, or they should let him play or what have you, is that like what is the background reason for that? Is it so that other guys see that they're not babying him? Is it so that he can play because he needs to develop? Like, where does that come from for you?
Yeah, I think it's show the teammates that you can play through a little bit of injury. I'm sure Bobby Wagner's playing with a little bit of a hurt foot or hamstring or knee or something, and McLaurin's still probably got a little bit of a nagging quad, and Debo's probably got something wrong with him, and those guys are battling through it, and then you look up and you see your starting quarterback on a sideline with a bruised elbow. You're like, what the hell? Why am I playing? So I know this is a different guy. He's a different meaning to the franchise because he is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The franchise, but this is pro football and injuries and pain. You have to play with pain. You have to be physically tough to play pro football. I just want to make sure they don't baby him.
Jay, from a coaching perspective, I don't know who you want to blame here, and I don't mean you generally, but anybody would want to blame. He's come back three different times talking about Jaden Daniels, and he's had to leave the game due to injury. Now, this one wasn't as bad as the others, but still, we're 3 for our last 3. What do you think he's being coached to do or not do? Because whatever it is doesn't really seem to be sticking. I know it's not every play that he's getting injured on is one of these risky ones, but to me there's a paradigm, there's a process here, and it doesn't seem to be clicking because he's left the last 3 games that he's played.
Yeah, well, the first injury he had with the elbow was a bad read by him. He should have handed the ball off. Then he got stuck in an awkward situation and landed on his arm, and he missed the game. And then yesterday he threw a bad audible screen to Van Ginkle, and he had to try to make a tackle. The guy blocked him on the ground, and he left again. So those are two kind of fluke injuries that should have never happened. But he is going to get hit. He's going to land awkwardly from time to time. Just a matter of him getting up. Other quarterbacks are protecting themselves and doing a pretty good job. But I think Jaden can do it. It's just a matter of trying to avoid the catastrophic poor decisions on the zone reads and screens and having to try to tackle a defender running down the field.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. What have you thought of overall, you talked about the protection plan, but otherwise the play calling, are you okay with the amount of straight drop back game, shotgun stuff they do? Do you think it's time to incorporate it more under center, play action, bootleg type passing game into this offense? Where are you at on Cliff kind of sticking to what he's known?
Yeah, I would love to see more of that, especially with the big guys they have up front. And, you know, that's always a good thing to have for a quarterback. Those are easy things to complete. Those are easy plays to execute. They make your football team tougher and more physical, especially when you play later on in the season when it's cold and windy and rainy. That's something you rely on, you know, very similar to what Green Bay did against Chicago, Chicago did against Green Bay. These are plays that you have, I think, later in the season. It's all fun and games when you're in a dome, but eventually you're going to have to use those plays and be tough third down and short, four-minute drill. Those are important situations, maintaining possession of the football, let the clock run, let your defense rest. So I think, yes, eventually there is a place for that in their offense, and I think they should incorporate some of that next year if they choose to.
Jay, speaking of the – and Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. Speaking of the defense, well, I guess there isn't a renaissance with Dan Quinn calling plays now. Minnesota did whatever the hell they wanted. They could have gone for 50 if they felt like it. They were chewing clock and had a 20-play drive or some kind of nonsense from their own shadow, their own goal line. They could do everything they wanted yesterday. What did you see?
A very efficient passing game, intermediate passing game, which was very, very good. And then a running game that was had little resistance at all. You know, the defensive line play was non-existent. Nobody was getting off blocks. They were forcing safeties to make plays. The linebackers were taking bad angles, and they're leaving gaps wide the hell open. So, yeah, it was a poor display of defensive football, fundamental football, when it comes to gap control throughout the game for Washington. And Satan, when the corners had to make a tackle, Satan Strill missed a tackle at the goal line, let Mason run for a touchdown. So, yeah, it was not a lot of positive to go around for the Washington defense.
Jay, if you were in Dan Quinn's shoes, how comfortable would you feel right now? We're trying to get a gauge on job security, how warm the seat should be. And I'm asking you this as someone who doesn't think after going to the NFC Championship game last year that he should be fired at all. But it is really, really hard to be this bad. I mean, they get blown out by 20 or more constantly. You got to go back to 2013 to find a season like this one. They just don't compete in a lot of games. Is it fair to ask questions like, is this thing rotten from the inside out? Or because they got to the NFC title game on that kind of fluky, magical run last year, do they just get a get-out-of-jail-free card where we don't ask tough questions and come back to the drawing board next year?
Well, questions need to be asked. It's the right of the media, and that's the right of the fan base. What happened? How can we go from NFC champion contenders to losing 8 games in a row by 30? You know, so, yeah, you got to ask questions. And what's the fix? What's the answer? The easy answer is, well, Jay's been hurt. No, it's more than that, buddy. He played yesterday. You were down 14-0 at the half to Minnesota, who's not very good, who just got blown out a week ago, who's had a struggling quarterback and a struggling running game and a struggling offense for the last 3 weeks. I don't think they put up 10 points in 2 or 3 games. So, yeah, questions need to be asked. And then the most important thing, like I said, is what is the fix? I mean, is it a new defense coordinator? Is it defensive personnel? Is it a makeover in the secondary? Is it another big-time wide receiver? Is it a back? You know, so I just think there's so many questions that need to be answered. I don't know if they have the answers to them, or they can answer all of them in the offseason. So, biggest, most important thing, when you have a franchise quarterback like Jay, everything revolves around Jay to make sure you surround him with good pieces so you at least score a lot of points and win games.
So, Jay, to kind of hammer that point home, not to bring up anything painful, but the year you were let go, right, with a 3-13 record overall between you and Bill Callahan, that team lost 3 games that year by 21 or more points. 3. This group has done that 5 times, including yesterday's 31-pointer. This isn't your normal teams are losing, like the Browns and the Titans lose every week. And it's not like this. It's not these unbelievable non-competitive blowouts. There's something beyond not being particularly good, right?
Yes. And it surprises me because Coach Quinn teaches effort and motivate. He's a good motivator, and he teaches effort and tough-minded guys and all that stuff for them to – looked like they were disinterested yesterday coming out of the tunnel, and throughout the course of the game, there was a lack of energy, lack of focus. It was surprising to me. So, yeah, they got to tick down deep and try to figure it out, because you lose the next 3 or 4 games by 30 or more, then there'll be even more questions to be asked. They got to figure out some way to be competitive in these last 3 or 4 weeks.
Jay, is there a switch flip as a quarterback, as a coach rather, where you just decide, okay, now's the week where we start to prioritize the kids? Like, by default, we might finally get to see Ben Sinnott, Colson Yankoff, because of the really sad and unfortunate circumstance where Zach Ertz's knee got really crushed yesterday, God, and he's out for the year. But in terms of, hey, let's you know, get Brandon Coleman back out there because we drafted him in the third round. Let's actually play Johnny Newton a bunch of snaps because we drafted him in the second round. Is that something you got eliminated yesterday where you just go, all right, now's the time? Or is it just still a natural thing where you don't go into the game thinking that way as a coach?
Yeah, I think there is a time and a place where you are going to play the younger kid, especially if it's close. Now, if it's not close to practice and they're not showing up on time in meetings, or they're not putting the effort in on Wednesdays and Thursdays of practice, then that's something different. But if they're putting the effort in and they're battling their ass off to get on the field, then I think they do deserve an opportunity to play, because you need to know. I mean, you need to know for next year's draft and next year's free agency, hey, we got Newton here. Is he good enough to be our rotational tackle or not? You know what I mean? And that goes the same with Sanat and a couple other guys they have in a secondary. So definitely a time and a place. Now's the time to do that without jeopardizing the competitiveness of your football team. You don't take out a really good player, put in a young guy just because he's young, and then you're going to lose by 40. So you got to have a really good feeling on what player can help you as a young guy and which player you want to see for the future.
Here's one. Would losing 12 in a row down the stretch of the season, does that do any irreparable damage culturally or something? We're going to talk a lot about draft positioning and how, when it comes to the draft in a vacuum, you just fast forward to draft night, you're better off to have the second pick than the eighth pick, right? I know as a coach you don't think that way. But is there any damage done? We talk about a lack of carryover momentum year to year. If they don't win another game, everyone will be like, oh, awesome, that was perfect execution to get to the top of the draft board. Does that linger? Would winning another game be beneficial in the big picture in a way that somehow outweighs a couple draft spots? How do you see that?
I never really thought about, hey, a third pick is very important, let's lose our next three games, you know, especially when you're playing Philadelphia and Dallas as part of those three games. So I know that they're going to try to come out and compete. A higher draft pick would be great, I guess, for draft capital, possibly for trade value and all that stuff. But the most important thing is to try to get these guys out here and compete and win and beat Philadelphia and beat Dallas. So it's.
But you get my question of, like, yeah, is there a difference between losing 12 in a row and 11 of your last 12 in the way of just like, are we sure this guy knows what he's talking about? I mean, I'm doing the crap he's telling me to do on Thursday, and I'm getting my ass handed to me on Sunday, and, you know, Grant and Danny are yelling about it all week long. Like, does that start to sink in? Like, do they need a win just to make sure that doesn't happen?
I think they desperately need a win. They really do. I mean, it's no fun walking around a building after you lose 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row. It really isn't. You get tired of looking at everybody. You get tired of hearing people talk. You start to doubt what you're doing, what the guy next to you is doing. He's not coached right. You know, everything comes into play. Your special team guy is an idiot. Your running back coach doesn't know what he's doing. He can't pick up a blitz. So, yeah, they need a win to try to get some confidence and some continuity going into the offseason, 100%.
So once if you were coaching right now, once the team got back from the flight last night, everyone got home, meeting, whether it's today, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever it is, you get everybody together, what's the message? Like, because the most recent stuff obviously didn't work, so what's kind of the new approach, kind of to your point here down the stretch, where we need something to go right?
Yeah, they got to have some competitive practices, man, and they got to get ready and play. This is a stretch of games that supposedly don't mean anything to the playoff picture, but they mean something to our building and how we present ourselves and how we show the Washington Commanders on tape on Sunday when people are watching us on TV, when the fans pay their money to come watch us play. We're not putting that crap product on the field ever again. And hopefully they dig down deep and take pride in it and take it personal that they have played like this 8 games in a row. I mean, they got to step up. The leaders got to step up. The coaches got to step up, be more vocal, be more commanding of the practices on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it's very difficult because, like you said, what are we playing for? We're not playing for that. Yeah, we are. We're playing for pride. We're playing for our jobs. You know what I mean? That's why I think I'd love to see Jaden play if he had a chance to help them win a couple of these last 3 or 4 games that they're playing.
Jay, thank you. Good catching up as always. I know you got a trip out to L.A. today. Fly safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
You got it. There's Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny. He joins us every Monday after games.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.